S-R-N.
And welcome to another version, edition, whatever you want to call it, Suckers 2 Cents. I'm Mr. Cogburn, as always, my number two, Christopher Crespo. Damn straight, you suck. That's for you and everybody else I'm going to be talking about today.
What's the deal, man? Oh, yeah, that's right. You seem to be a little upset.
Yes.
What's going on, buddy? How you doing, man?
This edition of Dr. Chris 2 Cents. I'm doing fine. It's the rest of the world that's fucking garbage. This edition of Dr. Drew's 2 Cents, kind of a take on what my buddy here, Mr. Crespo, has been doing lately with the outrages.
Oh, the outrages.
Except mine's more like just general hatred. Because, I mean, people say hate's a strong word, uh-huh. And that's all right, because it's a strong emotion.
That is, yes, that's quite strong. Many horrible things have been done in the name of hate.
So it's this is not the outrages, the
general hatred,
something of the sort. Yeah, I'm just gonna be talking about shit that I don't like.
That's good. Get it off your chest. That's why I do it. That's why I do the CCNs, just to get shit off my chest, man. Because sometimes you just wanna be like, God damn.
Yeah, like, no, exactly. I find also that hatred is a stronger binder than love. Like, people who hate the same things are usually closer than people who love the same things.
It's funny. Hate does bring people out.
Yeah, and it brings hatred brings people together, Chris. You can all hate together.
Yeah, but often against others.
Yes.
So,
uh-huh. Totally.
I mean, the hatred gets directed.
Yes, that's usually the way it works.
And then it can result in some
horrible things. I don't have any, personal hatred for, people in... actual people, I'm not, I don't hate blacks more than I hate whites, more than I hate Asians, more than I hate, I'm an equal opportunity hater, Chris. I hate you all equally because you are human.
I know you, you're not racist.
I say some racist things.
We joke,
in jest.
And that's the thing, we joke about it because we both know.
But you're not, not at all, in the slightest.
It truly is. I can attest to this. I think I'm kind of an expert in the field of Drewster Cogburn.
I mean, at this point in time, yeah.
Drewsterology. And it is truly, you said it right, general hatred.
Yeah, it's for humanity as a whole.
So
intense. I don't hate you because you're black or you're white or you're Asian. I hate you because you're human.
Or you're old or
you're makes no difference.
Young.
Or you're gay. Makes no difference. You're human. Yeah. That's why I hate you.
So does that put you on the side of humans are born... naturally leaning towards like the dark side?
Are
we more Siths than Jedi?
There is an equal path
to, there
to,
is
to the light
equal.
Into the dark.
Okay.
So
equal paths to light and the dark. So
equal.
So
it just so happens. Normally, well, you see, here's the thing. As a human being, you are, for all intents and purposes, out for yourself.
Survival.
Well, I mean, not necessarily survival of the fittest, but your own personal survival. So you're looking out for number one, and that's you. And that usually means stomping on number twos and the threes and everybody else, which inherently makes you, I guess, more of a morally bankrupt towards the dark side. But that's just... it's just the way humans are.
Interesting. You see that a lot in business dealings. That kind of.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that's kind of.
And they always say, it's just business, man. It's not personal.
Not personal, exactly.
It's just business.
Because that takes the
Don't worry.
That takes the feelings out of it.
It's just business.
And the morals. I don't have to think of you as a human being. We can just think of it as business.
Yeah.
That's how you end up losing your taco shop.
Yep, exactly.
And that's just a general phrase. I'll talk about that. Saying.
That's how you lose your taco shop.
I thought that isn't that what people say?
Yes, that is the saying.
Yeah, when you get screwed.
Yep. I just lost my taco shop,
damn,
bro.
That's how, and like you tell the story, and then someone goes, "Damn, bro, that's how you lose the taco shop."
That's how you lose the taco shop.
Yeah. All right, so what's I mean, so we're just gonna talk about things that you hate right now?
Well, I mean, what's been, I mean, what sparked this?
What sparked it?
Was
sparked the start.
Just, you know, me on my normal day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly, and these days probably a lot more, I don't know why. I don't know if I'm getting older or if I'm getting more jaded or more cynical or more evil. I don't know.
Just all those things.
I've been finding that in my car rides to work,
mm-hmm.
it's people just do dumb shit. People can't, it just seems that people cannot drive.
On the roads, you truly get a cross section of humanity.
Exactly.
Everyone's on the road.
Exactly.
Even people that don't.
And it's not, even, I mean, it's just people moving in general, whether you're walking or whether you're driving mm-hmm. or whether whatever. Mm-hmm. People just don't know how to move efficiently and properly.
Right. We need people movers.
And it makes me angry.
To move us for us.
Exactly.
That's what we need.
So.
We're a bunch of big dumb babies.
Yeah. So that's where I'm going to start. I'm going to start with the moving of the people.
So we're starting?
Yes.
We're starting with the hatred. Let's get it started.
Talking about people moving. All right. So one thing that grinds my gears, Chris. people, it seems when, you know, I am a very, I'm trying to get to point A, to point B, to point C, so I can eventually get home to point D and chill the fuck out, do my thing.
Just chill.
You know?
Yeah.
But I try to get there as efficiently as humanly possible. As quickly and efficiently as possible.
Okay.
In my eyes. Now, whether I actually am doing it as quickly and efficiently as possible, whatever. But people, like, on my way to work, or even while I'm at work.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's kind of cramped spaces at work. You know, it's I work in a kitchen. It's more like a galley. You know, there's very, you know, maybe like 5 feet in between. It's just this long tube.
Okay, yeah.
Of people working and moving back and forth.
It's a galley
this,
kitchen.
The other. Exactly.
Think of a kitchen on a boat.
So, you know, you're saying behind you all the time, this, that, the other. And the things people do, like this one guy I work with, he literally just stands in the middle. Like, he doesn't stand up front or stand in the back so people can get by him. He just, When he takes a breath and just kind of, you know, does his thing, he's just right there in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
And I'm constantly, like, moving him out of the way now. At this point in time, it's gotten to the point where I walk with my left hand out. And when he's there, I will just put my hand on him and move him from one side or the other.
You gotta,
out of my way.
You got to move him like an obstacle.
Yeah. It's like, I'm walking, like, I've got to try hot food.
Yeah.
I'm walking. Here's Harold. Move. Because you see me coming, I'm right there. Now that I am within arm's distance of you, I'm walking right at you.
Uh-huh.
You still haven't done anything.
Yeah.
Now it's on me to move you.
Now you gotta move them.
Yeah.
So people being inconsiderate and not thinking of the others around them in that situation.
Well, not even...
Because that's what's happening there. He's not thinking of
not,
other people need to get by. This is a small kitchen. I'm taking up all
this room.
I'm not
even talking about thinking about other people and being considerate towards them. I'm just talking about being aware of your current surroundings. And when you see a guy walking with a hot tray of food at you, if you don't move out of the way, he's going to hit you with that hot tray of food.
So just not self-aware.
Yes.
Just oblivious to the situation.
And it's the same thing in cars. Whether you're walking or whatever, everybody in cars are completely oblivious to what's going around them. They are paying attention to, you know, the radio station or changing my MP3
or looking
at my phone, you know, or putting on my makeup or checking my nails or checking on the baby or eating lunch
You're
moving at 60 miles an hour in a 2-ton hunk of metal surrounded by other people going 60 miles an hour in 2 tons hunks of metal.
I may have done a few of those things today.
I'm sure you have.
You may have done one or two yourself.
I very well might have.
But yeah, that's true, though.
People
drive off and, like, they're the only people on the road, man.
I mean, my favorite, too, is the people who tap their brakes when there's nothing going on in front of them.
Oh, like, well, because they're, like, they're trying to see what does that street sign say? Is that Frost? Is that Frost Avenue? No, that's
Dixon.
That's Dixon. No, all right, move it. Next one. Here we go. Stop. I can't see. What does it say? I gotta go to the doctor. I can't see.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It grinds on my lap. Like, if
it grinds at those gears.
Dude, if I... Sometimes I think... Sometimes I imagine I'm Magneto. right? And I'm just driving my car.
this is your fantasy?
Yes, and the car in front of me, I just take with my hand, and I crunch it, and it turns into a pile of metal, and I just toss it to the side.
We're not talking about movies, but that kid in Chronicle kind of does that when those guys are riding their ass, and he just, like, swipes his hand and sends their truck over a cliff into some water and almost kills
him. I want to crush the person inside and just whimsically toss it like a piece of crumpled paper to the side of the road.
So this is your murder fantasy. Yeah. Your murder fantasy of what you would want to do to...
Yes.
To people, drivers.
If I had the power to.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't care if the motherfucker's about, you know, driving on his way to work to cure cancer. If he pisses me off on the wrong day, he's going to die.
Oh, wow.
I dig it. And it's the same, like I said, same thing on feet. You know, especially escalators.
It's pretty evil.
Escalators.
Like the people movers?
The people move. Okay.
The aforementioned people movers.
Okay. Escalators and like the things at Universal, like the moving walkway.
The moving sidewalks.
They were designed to get you from point A to point B faster than the regular stairs.
Yeah.
You walk on them like stairs. You move at like three times the speed.
Yeah.
For some reason in America, people have decided that, oh, it moves. That means I don't have to.
I think that's everywhere.
So you get to the escalator and you stop. Yeah. And you don't walk anymore. And you get there slower than you would if you took I've taken the stairs faster than people on escalators. When I
if you can haul ass up some stairs, dude, if people are just on the escalator,
like
I think
escalators
not supposed to move that fast. People got to step onto it safely.
They're
metal stairs with teeth
exactly.
on them.
Exactly, but you're supposed to walk up them while they're moving to get you there faster, not stop on them and have them move you because you're a lazy piece of shit.
Yeah.
At airports and even at Universal, I don't use the escalators or the moving walkways. I always use the stairs, and I always get there twice as fast as anybody else.
I would still say, like, at Universal or something like that, like, 90% of the people that use the moving walkways, at least they have, everyone's come to an understanding where if you want to be a lazy piece of shit, you hang on the right. Leave the left open.
You're right, so people can walk through.
So people can book by the shoo, and then leave to be on the scene on the right. Like, man, those people go really fast.
Yeah. Like, That's how it works.
How come we're not doing that?
Because you're sitting there letting the machine move you instead of letting the machine move you while you move yourself. Thus getting you there faster.
Ridiculous.
It's,
I
just can't believe that people don't know how to use escalators properly.
You ever get on one of those moving sidewalks and pretend you're in that Jamiroquai video?
Do a virtual insanity? It only works for a second, though, because then I want to move side to side and the floor's not moving with me, you know?
That's true. It's only going in one direction. Yeah. So you're just constantly going.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not the same.
Doesn't work the same.
Gotta get this side. That virtual insanity video was awesome.
It is awesome. Henry Rollins has a bit, not a bit. It's got on one of his think tank. I think he has a thing talking about being at the airport specifically, and the moving walkways and how people don't use them properly.
Yes.
And he calls it the humans on display. It's like a museum exhibit.
Pretty much.
Because you can stand there and then watch people
and just let people go by, and they're just sitting there.
Yeah.
Still, not really doing anything.
Exactly. It's like, oh, look at that. Here we have some tourists from China.
Nowadays, people are on their fucking smartphones and just sitting
there.
Yeah, so
everyone will just be looking down.
And staring at them, completely oblivious to everything that's going on around them.
Well, they got a smartphone
And that brings me to my next point.
Oh, here we go.
Smartphones. I mean, they're fun and they're fantastic and they do great things, but it's the most ridiculous. Ever since they came out, people are just glued to them.
They are.
Like you,
I'm glued to mine. Mine's open right there. I gotta check to make sure. I got a Facebook message that I missed.
Yeah.
I gotta check that out later.
Yeah.
I'll at least won't do it now during the show.
I mean, all people do. You know, you go to the restaurant. You go to the movies. You go anywhere where there is at least a spare 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'm guilty of this. Yeah.
And somebody takes out their phone and just starts doing whatever, you know, checking the Instagram feed that they just checked 5 minutes ago. Checking the Facebook.
I may have got some new likes or maybe a comment.
Checking their Facebook feeds that they checked.
I may have got
more than an hour ago.
I know, but I may have got like on one of my posts.
Checking their Twitter, see what other people are tweeting.
Drew, I got it's
every
quick.
10 seconds.
You know how many people
you have
I
to
follow?
Check.
I follow like 1,400 people. Those things go
by
fast.
Why?
Because that's it's Twitter. You know, if they follow me, I follow back. Yo, on Twitter, I follow back. Yo, @ I am Chris Crespo. Hashtag FF. Hashtag team follow back. Hashtag team sleep. Hashtag team no sleep. Hashtag too many hashtags. Hashtag I'm doing this until Drew tells me this. I'm hijacking the show. Go ahead.
I was going to let you go for as long as you could, actually. Yeah, exactly.
My heart's racing.
But it's, smartphones have taken away socializing. Like, instead of, you know, sitting there going somewhere, talking to your friend about this, that, the other, what's going on, you know, philosophy, the war, blah, blah, just, you know, using your
brain. What's happening in Gaza?
Yeah. Instead, you're sitting there, you're glued to your tiny computer, playing some stupid game or updating your lame Facebook or following some stupid asshole on Twitter.
You know how many Simpsons characters I have now? Am I tapped out?
Taking fucking selfies and posting them on Instagram.
Yeah, but I look so cute today with my hair, man. People got to see this.
And that actually leads into my third hatred. Social media in general, Chris.
The Matrix.
The whole social media. Actually, yes, The Matrix. Because at the end, I've got Facebook, you know, Twitter, Instagram, and then it just goes internet in general. It is a crazy place. I mean, the internet's nuts and it's fun. There are crazy things to do.
Still kind of a wild west, though.
But it's. I don't know what it's doing. I'm not sure if it's for the better or for the worse. I mean,
I'm kind of 20, 30, 40 years.
I'm kind of antisocial to begin with. So the fact that less people are trying to talk to me because they're glued to the phones, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing.
But on a mass scale.
But on a mass scale, it's not good for society as a whole. So, I mean, we'll just start with Facebook, Chris. Why does Facebook suck?
Why does it suck?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
you can tell me why.
Because
you know why Facebook sucks.
Because all the older generations are on it, so it can't be cool no more.
Uh huh.
That, and you know why else it sucks? It sucks because people that you really don't want like contacting you, or people that you may have left behind, are kind of like contacting you. Like, you know why else it sucks? Because there might be like some ladies from the past who are now like all married and shit, and then they're like trolling and stuff. Like, what's that all about? Now you're making me feel weird things inside. You know what else sucks about it?
Keep going. It's what this is about, Chris. This is about the hatred.
That's just the personal stuff. And then there's like how the ads, and it started, you know, even in the Facebook movie, right? Social network, it's like, it's still cool. We don't know what it is yet. We can't add ads. I made a big point about that.
No.
Now it's to the point where
ads everywhere.
They're now,
have you played now this game? Do you want a Mafia Wars invite?
They've become a company that's now.
Would like to feed my cow in Farmville, Chris?
Instead of working on social media, now it's all about how they're innovators in. Directing ads to users.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Well, it's because they have data
exactly
about you.
It's scary. Them and Google. And the Googles.
And the Googles.
But Facebook, it's like, because it started as a cool thing, a social media thing, and now it's horrible. I only got on it because of the whole film critic thing.
No.
Same thing with Twitter. I don't know if I probably would have caved in by now on something, maybe on Instagram, but which is on my Facebook.
I was so against Facebook. I think I was one of the last people that I knew.
One of the last holdouts?
Yeah.
Then why'd you get on it?
Say what?
Why'd you get on it?
Peer pressure. And there were actually a couple people from out of state that I had lost touch with that I, you know, used to talk to on the phone. And then, you know, the internet age kind of lost contact with them and tried to get back in contact with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just an outlet for that as well.
I mean, Facebook does do some good, but you know, there's other ways to do that too.
Exactly.
But Facebook does make it easier.
I hate it. It's so stupid. I don't care that your kid just had her first booger that she ate. I don't give a shit about your stupid brand new puppy and that just shat on the floor.
But it's so cute, the little shit.
I don't care about whatever stupid thing you did last night at the party.
I got so hammered. Look at these pictures,
and
dude.
I really don't care about all the shit you're sharing from the internet on Facebook.
Look at
this nonsense. Do you want to see which character from Game of Thrones you would be, Chris?
Yeah. What high school 80s movie are you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all so. It's stupid, and it's garbage, but there's no need for any of it.
But look at this awesome list of seven crazy animals only found in Australia. Look at it. Or how about these 12 ways how you can have a bigger penis? Actually, that's...
I don't have to worry about any of those
things. That's just everywhere. That's
yeah, yeah.
Facebook, it's,
well, apparently, if you're a guy, you have to have a huge dong.
Yeah.
You have to.
You have to. It's imperative.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And you got to call it a dong.
Twitter.
And then you can call yourself King Dong.
Twitter is just as stupid, except it's stupid for people who have zero attention spans.
You know what? What's this saying I saw? Facebook is the... I think it's Facebook is the smart thing that dumb people use.
Uh-huh.
And Twitter is the dumb thing that smart people use. It's one of those two. It's one way or the other. I forgot
pretty much.
I guess we'll just make this
no, it's all the same.
But still.
It's ridiculous.
Twitter is full.
All the hashtags and all that stupid
hashtags.
Nonsense.
Hashtag, I love hashtags.
Hashtag WCW, Chris.
Oh, yeah. Hashtag TBT.
Oh, God. Throwback Thursday. Seriously. Pictures of me when I was... I don't give a shit what you look like when you were 13 years old.
But I look so cute when I was eating a Sunday at the age of like 4. And I was wearing a sweet shirt.
You probably were wearing a sweet shirt.
Well, you can check my Instagram. Instagram, Cinema Crossfit East.
Yeah, Instagram too. Twitter and Instagram. All the pictures of the selfies, these fucking narcissistic ladies just pasting pictures of themselves on the internet all the time.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. You're saying that like that's a bad thing, Drew.
I mean, my eyes and my penis enjoy it. Yes, because it makes me think with my penis. It's like, I want to stick my penis in that.
Yeah,
right. But still, for society as a whole, it's a terrible, awful thing.
It's you're seeing a reflection of the worst parts of society and all of social media. Is that what's going
on? Yes, that's pretty much what I'm...
You're seeing the lack of attention spans and the... Excuse me, what's the word I'm looking for? Just the general craziness of it all.
Yes, and it's all reflected in our social media because, you know, humans are pretty fucked up. So, obviously, anything they create is going to be probably just as fucked.
Yeah.
And if it's all about, you know, posting this and that and the other and blah, 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 blah. And the stupidity. I mean, just look up, you know, like...
Hashtag the stupidity.
Go on the internet and just look up Facebook fails. And, you know, you'll see pictures of some people saying some really ignorant things.
And depending on how famous you are.
I mean,
that can make the news.
Twitter too,
the so-called news.
I watched some. I saw something on the inner tubes yesterday about people just misspelling words. You know, and you know, apparently a good portion of America doesn't know how to spell cologne.
C O L O G N E.
Yeah, these people are all spelling it C O L O N.
Colon.
Exactly. And they're writing things like, "I love the smell of my man's colon." Or the smell of colon reminds me of my father.
That's awesome.
Or you can find it all over the internet.
Yeah,
it's
so
ridiculous.
That's pretty great.
How incredibly stupid people are.
That's pretty great.
And, I mean, come on, just learn how to spell, man. Just learn how to spell. All I'm asking you to do is learn how to spell.
But that's entertaining now. Now we can entertain ourselves with other people's stupidity.
I've always done that, Chris.
Yeah, but now you have access to so much more.
And, you know, for the first 5 or 6 times, I'm just laughing about it.
Yeah.
And then you get to, like, number 7, 8, 9, 10, and then it starts sinking in that, wow, there are a lot of really stupid people. We are fucked.
Well, as long as none of those people, as long as your life is in none of those people's hands.
I hope, there's no guarantee, Chris.
There is no guarantee. You never know what kind of crazy situation
time,
you might find yourself.
Every time I get on the road, bringing me back to my first point, every time I get on the road, my life is in those people's hands.
That's very true.
And they drive like stupid assholes.
That is true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And then, you know, from the internet in general.
Depressing. Hashtag depressing. Tweet antihero 419. Hashtag.
Also.
This is stupid. Hashtag.
And
depressing.
One of the biggest.
What else did you say?
One of the biggest fails.
The stupidities?
Of the internet.
Internet fails.
Wikipedia.
Oh, Wikipedia.
It is. It's awful, Chris. It's supposed to be.
Well, if you can use it correctly as a resource.
You can't use it as a resource,
but people
though.
Don't use it.
You can't use it as a resource because it's.
You can because.
You can't rely on any of the sources.
They have the footnotes. So you check the footnote and you go back. You see where the source is from. Is it from a time.com article? Okay. That's a little better than if it links back to like joeschmo.tumblr.com.
No, exactly.
Then you know, like, okay, I can discount dissent.
But
that's
you see,
thing.
That's
people,
just it. People
don't do that.
people take it for what it is. They think it is real. They think it is truthful, and
like,
they just
like it's a dictionary.
Yeah,
but then again,
or a real encyclopedia.
But then again, I'm sure those had errors in them too. Those were written,
but
by
you can't.
But still, yes,
it is one of the most unreliable sources for information.
It's quite
that people
cite
for actual. You know, as a reliable source.
Like, where'd you see that? I saw it on Wikipedia. You should never say that. That's very true. You should never say I saw it on Wikipedia. No. Because each thing that you read on there should have a citation, a footnote. So you should check that and say, okay, I saw it on Wired.com, Gawker. You know, Gawker's not that's not reliable. What do you know what I'm saying? But at least then you would
or
know.
Or credible, by any means.
But then you would know where it's coming from then. I saw it on Gawker. Okay, well, then I can discount you. Because you're an idiot. Because you're citing Gawker.
Well, I mean, even so, dude, you can cite Fox News and still be a fucking idiot.
Fox News!
They straight up lied to you.
Brian Kilmeade. I cite Brian Kilmeade every day. I'm like, he told me that the Mexicans want to come here to steal my health care and give it to Obama, trade my guns for his health care. Yes. They're going to steal it all. Something like that.
And all of these things, Chris.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
These are just, I guess, inferences and specific symptoms of a more prevalent problem of the disease of humanity. Very nice.
I've been waiting to use it.
And you know, it just makes me ask one simple question. You know, all of these things, they're done because there is something wrong with people. But what exactly is wrong with people, Chris?
What?
And I've got a little list.
I'm writing this down. Well, you got a list?
Of some of the things that are wrong with people in general.
All right, this is exciting, man. I'm excited for this. Just so you know, I'm writing these things down. So we can recap at the end, have a nice list of all the things that the hatreds.
That I hate.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to make a good list.
I mean, it all starts off with this whole, I mean, I'm not sure if it's an American ideal necessarily, but it's definitely a more modern idea where, you know, people have this feeling of self-entitlement. Like, the world owes me something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, just for me being alive. Like, I'm owed something. I'm an American. I'm white. I should be able to get this, that, the other, blah, 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 blah.
I guess that's an upbringing type thing, right? Because it's people from certain backgrounds.
Not even certain background. It used to be, I would say, it probably used to be more of something that happened to the wealthy people.
Right.
You know, because they have money and they can just kind of do whatever.
Life's
but
a little
even,
easier.
Even poor people like you and me have this same issue. Where they think the world should be handed to them on a silver platter.
Oh, yeah, true.
And that is absolutely false.
I'm still waiting for my silver platter,
people,
aren't you?
You know,
I mean, did you get yours a silver platter yet?
People want recognition.
I check every day in the mail.
People are just, they're self-obsessed. Mm-hmm. And
who's
self-obsessed? They're self-obsessed.
Who's self-obsessed? There's no one around
status
here.
Status obsessed.
No one here has their face plastered on a bunch of stuff.
they seek attention and recognition for nothing. And it's the most.
That's America. That's reality TV.
We live in a world.
That is true.
Where, you know, the person who won the, nobody can probably name one person who won the Nobel Peace Prize or any Nobel Prize for helping humanity last year. But for some reason, Kim Kardashian, everybody knows who she is.
Everyone knows.
And all she did was.
Every single person.
All she
knows
did
who
was
she is.
Release a sex tape and be rich.
Yeah.
That's all she did.
Well, that's not all she did. But that's what definitely got her started.
She had sex with famous people.
And since then, she's done nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
But she's done it on TV with, albeit within a nice package that has fluctuated in weight and has, you know what, she's gotten. I used to think she was much more attractive. You look at her pictures before and after pictures. Mm-hmm. She used to have a normal face.
Yeah.
Now she's got one of those faces where, you know, the cheeks are too high up. The lips are all puffed up.
Plastic surgery.
Yeah, the plastic surgery crazy. You know, it's just a certain look that is quite unattractive.
Yes, I've never really found her all that attractive. So.
Well, she fits a certain type that. But you know what. Talk about her, okay?
Yeah.
When she like first hit the scene or whatever, and I first laid eyes on her, and you know, it's like, oh yeah, she's very. I found her. She's kind of my type.
Mm-hmm.
But then,
She had sex with a black guy.
No. I knew the only reason I ever found out about her was because she had with Ray J, who apparently I saw a headline that I didn't click on. The headline was how he regrets the sex tape.
Bullshit.
Yeah, which is bullshit, because that's the only reason why I know who Ray J is.
Yep.
But anyway. What I'm saying. You know, I first saw her, I was like, oh, yeah, okay, she is quite an attractive person. And then she got the TV show, and her personality got out there, and she started saying things like how when people made bad comments about her, she talked about how it hurt. It, like, hurt my soul. She said things like that, and I was just like, this is... And then the whole thing with the basketball player with the fake wedding, that where she netted, like, $7 million off that. Oof, no. Horrible person. To the point now where I look at her, even with the plastic surgery before, I was like, oh, yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like, I wouldn't want nothing to do with her in any way. Because she's just a horrible, horrible person. How come more people don't see this?
I don't know.
Why don't people?
Because they're probably horrible people, too.
Because they're horrible people, too. So they see reflections of themselves without realizing it.
That's the ideal that people... It's a fantasy ideal that these people are aiming towards. They also want to get filthy rich for doing absolutely nothing.
Yes. Yeah.
And they want to be famous.
Yeah.
And they want all of these things.
That is. They are absolutely the entitled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the most ridiculous thing ever. Mm-hmm. And another part of this self-entitlement thing, the participation trophy, Chris. I remember when I was a child, I had to... You had to earn your trophies. You had to be better than everybody else and win.
Yeah.
And then you got a trophy. And if you lost and were slow or lazy or whatever, then you didn't win anything.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I ever... I'm trying to think really hard if I ever got any participation trophies, any of my sporting escapades from my youth. I think the closest to that, to a... One of those that I got a little, I think it was a basketball trophy in like fifth or sixth grade for just being on the all-star team.
Yeah.
But still, I was on the all-star team.
Well, no, exactly. Yeah, no, that's...
But they gave everyone trophies.
Well, you see, the only thing I had close to that in the YMCA basketball league, everybody got, it was a participation trophy one year.
Uh-huh.
But I guess somebody, it was more of a special thing. Like they were ripping up the Hoosiers' original floor. The flooring from the Indiana Hoosiers.
Uh-huh.
And they cut it up into sections. Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, collectible, whatever. But they got, you know, RYMCA got a bunch of them and then etched the trophy onto the piece of wood.
Oh, that's
so the only reason why we got it was because it was a piece of the original Hoosier floor.
That's pretty sweet.
It just happened, you know, I have some stuff on it.
You still have it?
Somewhere, I'm sure, at my house.
Should dig it up, put it on eBay.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, participation trophy. I mean, I have a lot of gold medals and things of that nature. Why? Because I worked hard for them. Because
he earned them.
And I earned them.
And you know what?
And now kids these days are just like, oh, here, you did it. And that, what does that teach children?
It
teaches them to be a lazy piece of shit because somehow you will end up okay.
You know, I don't know how long. Maybe this has just been the way it is for a while, and now it's come out more. I do remember reading an article recently about how it's actually not very good to go to a job, but to have a job in which you, excel. Like a normal, you know, an hourly wage type of job, whatever.
Yeah.
If you do really, really awesome, you're not going to get the accolades and what you deserve for that. It's actually best to work at a job where you just kind of coast by. That's how you get the most out of it.
No.
Financially speaking, it's weird, I can relate
because
mediocrity is rewarded.
I am fantastic at my job. I do things better and faster than most.
Uh-huh.
And I do not get rewarded for it in the slightest.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I know how that goes.
I get nothing.
I know how that goes, dude.
You're
doing it wrong the whole time.
Every kitchen I've ever gone into, I've started at the bottom.
Let's just start slacking off, man.
Within a year, I've been at the top. Mm-hmm. And I, like I said, absolutely nothing. I get nothing for it. There's no pat on the back. No, here's some extra money.
No attaboy. No, not even an attaboy.
Nope, not even an attaboy.
I've gotten a couple of attaboys. I've gotten a couple of those.
But then again, the way I see it, I don't necessarily... I mean, raises are one thing, but the attaboys and things of that nature, I don't... Why should I get an attaboy for doing my job?
Not for doing your job. I'm talking about going above and beyond.
Yes.
On the red.
Dude, in this day and age, mediocrity is praised.
That's what I'm saying.
Like you've been saying. And I think it's a root of laziness and no work ethic. I think it's caused by our age of convenience.
The age of convenience.
Because...
Is that a segue there? That's a pretty good
segue. I don't
know.
Maybe.
Age of convenience.
Because we are living in an age of convenience. You can get your food delivered to your house. Yeah, you can get your groceries delivered to your house.
You
can. You know, your all of your entertainment is tubed into your house.
They make sure. I mean, that's part of...
You can control whatever temperature you want it to be inside your house.
Most houses, yeah.
You know, if it's hot, you can be cold. If it's cold, you can be warm.
That's true.
You know, there is running water. Yeah. There is this, that, the other.
It's piped into the home.
And good Lord.
We have electricity.
Depending on where you live.
We have lights.
You could be within walking distance of everything else you need as well. Even right. though you're going to drive your car.
Stores.
Because you're lazy.
Yeah. Because you're entitled.
Yes.
Like, I'm entitled, so I have to walk to a place.
Uh-huh.
I hate walking, man. It's tiring. My feet hurt.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely.
The age of
yeah, I mean, you can go to 7-Eleven and get everything underneath the sun, and it makes people assume that that's just the way it is, and I should be able to do this, that, the other, and if it's not that way, then I'm going to get angry.
Yeah. People.
Excuse
people,
me?
People get pretty angry. For over nothing.
It's ridiculous.
I got pretty angry when I couldn't find the hair gel that I needed. I was like, God damn it. Who do I rage against? I was looking for someone just punching the face.
Sometimes you got to do a little work to get what you want, Chris.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes you got to go out to the forest and forage for your own hair gel.
I'm really looking forward to when it all crumbles and all of these...
Oh, the collapse?
And the
collapse was supposed to happen by now, according to that documentary.
And I'm looking forward to the collapse because there are a lot of people that are just going to be gone.
I think that guy wanted the collapse to happen because he's behind on his rent. And he's
probably.
Like, I just don't want to have to pay my bills.
I don't want to have to pay my bills.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
But
I'm not looking for electricity and podcasting and convenience and using my smartphone and ordering Domino's with my app.
But it's not good for people to be doing all of these things. Why do you think the obesity rate is so high?
Because the food is delicious.
Yes.
And it's out there.
Yes.
And I can order
it. And people are blaming fatty foods this, fatty foods that. Hey, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You can eat whatever the hell you want if you exercise properly and actually burn the calories you take in.
That's so tiring, Joe. I'm good. I don't want to exercise.
Guess what? When you start working out, you start having more energy, Chris. You will not be as sluggish because...
Oh, that beer's good.
Because, you know, a body in motion tends to stay in motion. A body at rest tends to stay at rest.
Except when that body gets tired. That body gets tired and then it needs refueling with a tub of Häagen-Dazs and a six-pack of
delicious craft beer. I can drink a high-caloric craft beer and eat a six-pack.
Well, you can drink a high-caloric craft beer because you have the metabolism of an Ethiopian.
Well,
whereas
I have
the metabolism of a Chinook Indian from Alaska.
On top of that, I am also on my feet for 8 to 10 hours a day, and I'm constantly moving.
Yeah, man, I had a job where I was on my feet 10 hours a day. And that wasn't me. I don't know. That wasn't doing me nothing.
Now, I mean, I put in a decent amount of physical labor every day, which is, you know, that helps. And that actually helps keep my metabolism as high as it is.
That makes sense.
I'm burning those calories.
That makes sense. I'm burning brain calories, bro. 8 hours a day.
Ridiculous.
Maybe 6 hours a day. About an hour that day is spent trolling through naked pictures of on Twitter. They're all over it. All over Twitter. There's a secret world of porn on Twitter. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Of course I did. Of course I did. Who do I think I'm asking here?
Of course. There's a secret world of porn everywhere, Chris.
It's not so secret anymore. Thanks to the
It's ridiculous.
The age of convenience.
Yes. And it's the age of political correctness as well.
That was the 90s. I think...
People are just weak.
I would have said...
People are weak and pussy, and they're too sensitive.
You're talking about the pussification
of America. The pussification of America.
They're about pussification of America. I would have said that political correctness was crazier in the 90s than it is now. But I would have said that a few years ago. But with social media has gotten even more integrated these days, where shit gets blown up really fast, and the news... The the attention span's gotten so short, and the news has gotten so, you know, here's quick stories. They're so hungry for content that I feel like now the political correctness has gone overboard just because it easily becomes quote news.
People
and
just
it's a feedback loop. You know?
People just get offended way too easily these days, and they think that once again it goes.
No, that's the thing. I'm saying that people have always been offended. It's just now that with the Twitter and the Facebook, people can get out there and let their offense be fucking known, man. Which is like goddamn annoying.
Because they're self-entitled assholes.
The world, no man, the world should conform to the way I think.
Nobody cares.
The way I live and I believe.
Nobody cares, Chris.
I don't want to hear the
I don't
word
give a shit.
Fuck. I don't want to see tits.
I don't
on
fucking
TV.
Care.
I don't hear that stuff.
And if I was a girl, I'd be like, here are my titties right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. Chris, it's a nipple.
I can't look at
Look out. Watch out. It's a nipple.
I can't look at your nipples. See, now I'm going to hell unless I say enough Hosannas or Hail Marys.
Oh, you don't even want to get me started on religion. That could be an entire podcast on its own.
Yeah, no, the religion podcast should be its own one.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew on religion.
We're not going to start that conversation.
But what I'm saying is, even then, okay, not I'm still I'm an atheist, but I still have moral feelings that I don't want my kids to be showing some titties. How about that?
They don't
want to
see titties. Why?
Because I don't want.
Sucking
I'm
on
not,
them.
I'm
for,
not saying that they don't want to see titties. They probably do want to see titties. I'm saying I don't want my kids to be seeing titties. So since I don't want my kids to be seeing titties, you can't be seeing no titties either.
Why are you so afraid of sexuality?
Because I don't want them to grow to be gigolos or to be fucking whatever is on the street and coming home with the diseases. And,
I'm
and
pretty
then,
sure they have.
And I'm stuck with the medical bill.
I'm pretty sure they have
Obamacare.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure your kids have a higher chance of getting diseases if they're not properly educated on what the diseases are and how you get them.
No, we'll educate them. Educate them that to never ever have sex ever, to withhold, to take that desire and to bottle it up deep inside you and to repress it as hard as you can for as long as you can.
That is
until you find someone worthy of making a lifelong fucking commitment to marriage.
That sounds awful.
I'm not.
That's the worst thing ever.
That's the way it is. That's how I'm teaching my kids.
I can barely
that's what I'm teaching
stand
my
somebody for, you know, a few weeks, let alone the rest of my life. I mean, good Lord. Oh, man. Can't even fathom it. No way.
Hashtags, God, hashtag
so
sanctity of marriage.
tweet
at Antihero Florentine. Hashtag
I think it's another,
marriage.
You know, it just. Another thing what's wrong with people is they have their wants and their needs completely flip-flopped.
I want my MTV.
But you don't need it. I don't give a shit if you want it.
The kids even know what that means.
How does it need... I mean...
I need my Law & Order marathon.
No, you want it. You don't need it at all. You don't need television. You don't need the internet. What you need is food... Water, shelter.
What I need is another beer.
Probably. And you know what? I could use one as well. Could you grab me one of the Summer Hellas's out of there, please? This is all kind of depressing. It makes me want to drink. Go figure. Depressants for depressing times. I'm sad. I'm going to drink something that makes me sadder. Because it feels good or something.
Cheers there.
Yeah, people's wants and needs are completely screwed.
No, but the depressant for a depressing thing, that's like you give Adderall to someone with ADHD.
Yeah.
It's an upper.
Well, it works for them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you get depressed. Drink some beers. This is a depressant. But it makes you feel, there you go. I'm feeling a little looser. My lips are a little loose lips, you know, and you're feeling a little better.
Yeah.
Just don't overdo it. I mean, this is not my third beer of the show.
Yeah.
This is my third beer.
Of course it is.
Because this is a depressing show.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, I recommend if you're listening to this show, you should be drinking as well. Or perhaps, you know, smoking weed or shooting heroin or whatever would make you feel better. to get through.
Get through the hatred.
Get through the rest of these hatreds, because I feel like we still have some more hatreds to go.
Well, like I said, we're on the wants and the needs and how people's wants, they think it's their need. You know, people want big houses and, you know, all these things, and they don't need any of it.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's bad.
Like that,
it's not good.
Like that Queen of Versailles shit, that house that's being built over here.
Yeah, so ridiculous. What?
The world's biggest private residence.
Why?
Because she has 14 kids.
Well, like, okay.
Again, why?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Why? Why do you have 14 kids? I don't want to pay for your 14 kids. Fuck that.
No, they're paying for their own kids right now.
Well, they've got the money, too, right
now.
They got
the money, too. That's why they have the kids.
So ridiculous.
Yes.
And money. That's another thing that's wrong.
No, that's when the money.
The money.
Follow the money.
Well, I mean, it's just, people say that money is the root of all evil, and it, I mean, the proper saying is the love of money is the root of all evil. But I mean, it's
yeah, because money can do some good.
Money is just a thing. It is a tool to be used.
Mm-hmm, right.
And people now think that money is this thing that they have to have, and they have to have as much of it as they can possibly get, and they will do anything to anyone to get that money.
Well, there's less and less for us to get because it's all being hoarded by
billionaires,
by a certain few. I don't know, we'll just call them the 1%, right? Which is actually less than 1%, right?
That,
like you said,
that 400, the 436 billionaires that now live in America.
Yeah, yeah, wow. Yeah. They're hoarding the money. So I gotta fucking fight to get mine, bro.
Oh,
these beers aren't cheap. Actually, they're kind of cheap, but still.
And the things that people do for money. I mean, you know, there's, and I find, you know, myself falling prey to it all the time. You know, I make X number of dollars an hour, and I can only do so much with those X number of dollars per hour.
Right.
You know, I got rent to pay. I got, you know, I need this power. I need, you know, my running water, the cable. I need my new video games, all of a sudden,
the video games,
I need to get baked, and I need to eat, and I need to smoke, and I need to drink, and I need to do all these things. In all reality, I don't need to do any of that.
Gotta make muffins, man.
I mean,
I forgot to buy a muffin mix. Gotta make some muffins.
When I was only making $10 an hour, I found some way to survive, and now I'm making, you know, $14 an hour, and I'm still just as broke as I was before.
Yeah, but you have more stuff.
That I don't need.
The things you own
end up owning you. Yes, that is correct. Actually, I'm thinking about getting rid of some of the things that I own because, well, I'm poor and I need money. Water is so awesome.
Yeah. Random drop.
Yeah. So, man, that was a lot of hatred.
There's a lot of hatred out there.
There is. Can I get a recap on the hatred? I think I've run out for now.
You're running out of steam there on the hatred?
I'm running out of steam on the hatred. Okay, I'm starting to grasp at straws here.
We definitely know that you hate the non-efficient, those who are unself-aware and the oblivious. You hate the poor escalator users and the moving sidewalk users.
You hate
smartphone users. You hate the social media, specifically Facebook sucks, Twitter is stupid. And we really think getting a defining thing on Instagram, but you don't like that either.
Instagram is full of narcissistic bitches.
That's right. Narcissistic bitches. Follow Drew on Instagram at Instagram. you hate Wikipedia referencers. You hate the self-entitled.
Mm-hmm.
Participation trophy getters.
Yes.
You hate the age of convenience. The politically,
everything's just too easy, man. It makes people lazy.
The overly politically correct. And the easily offended.
Yes.
Those who wants and needs get mixed up, and you hate the money lovers.
All right.
Don't even get him started on religion, people. Don't even
that'll
get
be,
him started.
That'll be some other time. I'll be making a lot of people very angry with that one.
We'll go Bill Maher on you.
Dude, I've been going Bill Maher on people since before Bill Maher was Bill Maher.
Man, he was Bill Maher before Bill Maher was Bill Maher. And Bill Maher is like 20 years, 30 years old. Fuck that. Fuck that guy. He wasn't DC Cab, but fuck that guy.
Yeah, so, you know what I just realized?
I don't know why. I'm just hitting buttons.
I mean, according to that list, Chris.
You hate people.
I hate, like, 80% of humanity.
You hate, I mean, I'm on Twitter. I like Twitter.
I know. I guess I hate you.
I think you do.
I hate you. Chris, I think I hate you. I'm pretty sure I hate myself.
Actually, I think you've told me you've hated me many times, so yeah. That's not a revelation.
Yeah.
I've heard those words often.
I'm pretty sure I hate myself too because I've done some of these things.
Well,
I mean, I am on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. I really don't self-hatred. Really don't participate much in those.
You're a self-hating Drew.
I do make a
self-hating Drew. You're just gonna walk all over that one. That's a good one. Self-hating Drew. Come on, man.
I do make a concerted effort to not play with my smartphone because I found myself doing it a lot.
I thought you were going to say play with yourself.
No. In fact, I should make a concerted effort to play with myself more.
Oh, Jesus. you're trying not to use your smartphone. See, yeah.
I try not to use my smartphone as much.
I'm on my own time. I've got the smartphone over here. I got my fucking tablet over here.
I don't know. I know I'm not a shitty walker. But I think sometimes I may or may not be a shitty driver. I mean, I don't use my phone.
Hey, you know what? I recently seen you not use turn signals a couple times.
Yeah, they're really... Use some
fucking turn signals, bro.
It makes me so angry when people don't use turn signals.
It's very simple. It's right there.
Yeah. No, it's right there. It's right there, and it lets people know which way I'm going.
Which is safety for everyone involved.
Yep, correct. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Exactly. Don't want one of those.
So I guess I'm kind of a... I guess I suck just about as much as everybody else does.
So what you're saying is we should all look within ourselves and maybe...
Make a concerted effort to be a better person.
There you go.
And not do a lot of these things that I just talked about. Because it's only making us as a species worse.
Challenge accepted.
And according to Michael Caine in Interstellar... We need to start thinking of ourselves as a species, Chris, or we would never survive.
That's Inception. apparently, there's a new Interstellar trailer.
Really?
We're not talking about movies.
No, we should talk about movies. That sounds awesome. I like it. This movie looks crazy. And I really like the fact that Mr. Nolan has been using Mr. Caine so much.
He's his good luck charm in every fucking movie, and he's awesome. He's his good luck charm. He's like, what's his name? It's just like how Frank Marshall always uses... Enrico Calantoni? No, not that guy. The other guy. The guy who was in Beverly Hills Cop 3. Never mind.
Anyway.
Leroy Jenkins!
I don't even know. Leroy Jenkins?
I have no idea.
I'm not sure where that's from.
Hello, it's me, Mario.
There we go.
The
Hatreds. Yeah.
So, that was a lot of hate.
That is a lot of hate.
I hope you guys...
It's like hate people. It's pretty much just hating people, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, these... I
guess you're saving the whole systems for, like, religion and whatnot for
actual... Yeah, I mean,
I am
a bit of a misanthrope. This was just kind of a general hatred of, like, specific, you know, things. It's almost pet peeves. You know, I did try.
Oh, no, these are more than pet peeves, dude. No. This is hatred. Pet peeves are like, man, I hate it when you leave the cap off the toothpaste. That's a pet peeve. This is hatred.
Yeah.
We were talking hatred.
Yes.
It's not pet peeves. You can do a pet peeves one.
I did try to get to the root of the problem.
I think you did. People, if we can just be cool with each other, pay attention to what you're doing.
You don't necessarily have to be cool with each other.
Just be
aware of your surroundings. That's all I ask. And don't be like that. If you can't
don't be an idiot. Don't be a blathering idiot.
If you can't do that, you just
stay home. If you can't do that, stay home.
Yeah, please stay away from me.
That's the thing,
because
though.
Make me really angry.
That's the thing, though. People listening to this show, most of them. We're all guilty of this stuff, but they're not like that, though. The people listening now, they're cool. They're cool. They're smart people. That's why they're listening. You know, we have cool, smart listeners, right? So we can all get together. We can make this concerted effort to be better, to be more self-aware of what we're doing. We're good. But the thing is, we need to go out and spread the word of self-awareness to the uninitiated. For we are initiated, are we not, Batman?
I guess... I'm not trying to start some sort of fucking stupid, silly hippie cult here, buddy.
We're starting a war.
Yo, man, just like peace, bro.
No, we can take a warlike approach to it. Like fucking grabbing people by their lapels and be like, fucking pay attention to the world around you.
That's what I want to do, but even that sometimes doesn't get through to people. I mean...
Well, then... If only there was some,
and especially
if
this
only
day
there was some
age,
way where we could identify these people, mark them, round them up, and put them in like some sort of camp or something.
Yeah, no, exactly. Oh, wait a minute. That sounds eerily familiar.
Just talking about some hatred. Just a little bit of hatred.
Just a little bit of hatred.
Just a little bit of hatred fueling that. That's all.
Oh, man. You see, man, you know, yeah, yeah. I can't say that I wouldn't do it if I was in a position of power.
So, if you're listening, don't give this guy any power.
I can't say that I wouldn't do it. Because if I had, like, some sort of, you know, authoritarian position, like, you know, a dictatorship or something.
You would abuse it.
There, oh.
Absolute power.
Oh, absolute corruption. Yeah. Dude, there would be a lot of people going to the gas chamber, dude.
No!
A lot of people. So, yeah, moral of the story, don't give me any power. I hate people. Thanks for listening. If you hate people, too, tweet me on the stupid freaking social media that I hate so much.
We almost got him to 100 followers, people. He's so close to 100. Let's get him to 100 followers. 100 people that he probably hates.
That I probably don't like. Well, it's not that I don't like it. I just don't like the things that you do.
Just stop posting pictures of your food.
Oh, God, I so don't care. I do not care what you ate yesterday for lunch.
Yeah, but you made it, though.
I'm sure I did.
And it looked nice on the plate.
And it was probably delicious, too. Nobody else cares, Chris. Nobody gives a fuck.
I care sometimes. I might like a picture of a... You know what I liked? You know, I'll tell you a picture of a food that I liked. DJ Baby liked to eat a picture of pork and steak and rice and beans. He's like, this is my favorite Puerto Rican spot, and I liked it. And I even commented. I was like, bro, you show me your spot, I'll show you my spot.
You know, I think I looked at my Instagram feed the other day to see if I was guilty of any of these things that I hate.
Yeah.
And I think I have one quote-unquote selfie, but it's not a traditional selfie. It's just a picture of me that somebody else took.
That's not a selfie.
I think I have one.
That's not a selfie. Is a picture. You had to take a picture of yourself. Yeah,
I don't have any selfies.
A lot of people misuse the word selfie. Here's my stance. Here's my stance on selfies.
I think I have two pictures of food.
Here's my really. Yeah. My only couple pictures. Yeah, I have pictures of beer and fucking tacos. Half of my food pictures are just pictures of the same two fucking tacos. the goddamn double D's. Like, I'm getting more double D's, motherfuckers. Because, you know, what I'm doing is I'm just trying to make people jealous that they're in their cubicle or whatever eating some yogurt. Yeah. And I'm like, I got fucking
double D's.
I got double D's for lunch, motherfucker. Here's my thing on selfies, right? The whole selfie thing.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when I do a selfie, it's usually about, let me get what's... Normally I would just take a picture of an item.
Yeah.
And here's really what it is. If you go through, like, my Instagram and shit... When I started, for the longest time, not a single picture of me. I was like, I'm not putting any fucking pictures of myself.
It's fucking lame.
It's lame. It's narcissistic. Right? But then I read an article about how it's been empirically proven that what pictures with a person's face in it, a picture involving a person is more likely to be liked and noticed, and people pay more attention to it. So it's like, I'm just putting out a picture of a fucking, you know, a beach. People don't give a shit about that. But if I... turn the camera around and I'm in the picture, and then look at this sweet beach behind me, that more people are like the
and
picture.
Look at half of my face or just my eyes.
I do
hair.
That sometimes too. I'll be like,
oh,
yeah, I'll be like,
oh.
I'll be like this, I'm like, look at that, because it's not about just taking a picture of yourself, but it's you're trying to get here. Now on the flip side, you will find plenty of people, usually women, I'm just saying, dudes do it too, but it's mostly women. You'll find people who sign minds, they have pictures of themselves, and it's just pictures of themselves.
Yeah.
Like they're in their bathroom.
Yep.
Right? I'm not. What,
I'm in the car.
So I'm.
I love the in the car shots.
Dude, oh my God. They're everywhere.
On my way to work. Look how cute I look.
Look, here with my seatbelt on. You know what, people? Every single one of you, everyone looks stupid with a seatbelt on.
You
I'm
know
just
what?
Saying.
I really hope.
We all wear seatbelts. We all look stupid doing it.
I really hope that, like, the second picture, if the camera could keep taking pictures,
is a car crash.
Because you're taking a picture of yourself while you're fucking driving.
Hey, actually, they're usually probably just sitting in traffic, but still. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly that. That feels more like, here's a picture of me. Look at me, because I'm just sitting in my car. There's nothing special about it. Or especially the ones where people are in their bathroom. It's usually girls trolling for comments. Or like, look how cute I am. Oh my God. Oh yeah, I actually look so cute. Oh, look at that. Right. Whereas if they were taking a picture, it's like a picture of me. Oh, I'm outside the Sacre Coeur in France, and look, the church is behind me. This is an epic picture, you know. But there's no one here to take it for me. I'll just take it myself. Because why bother someone? I actually see it as more of a thing. Like, why am I going to bother someone? Hey, can you take this picture of me real quick? I'm not going to hand my phone to some stranger. I'll do it myself.
They'll steal your identity, Chris.
And my phone.
And your phone.
But mostly my identity, which is on my phone. Because I'm entitled to that phone and to the service that comes with it. And the Wi-Fi. How come I can't get good Wi-Fi signal? I'm entitled to that Wi-Fi.
I hate everything you just said.
#I'm entitled to @antihero4. I am entitled. I'm going to start a movement, the hashtag I am entitled movement, where we're going to start demanding more.
Demanding more.
I want more. I want minimum wage, $20 an hour. Food, no one charged me for.
Okay, so here's the thing about...
Clothing, free.
So I guess my hatred isn't over because you brought
Universal
up,
Studios theme
you
parks.
Brought up, you brought up minimum wage.
Free.
Why are we paying people more money for unskilled labor?
That's more of a living wage thing, I guess. It's, if the minimum wage is $15 an hour, then I'm just saying my wage better be going up.
I was...
your wage, too. Our wages... If the minimum goes up to 15, then ours would have to go up in a commensurate measure.
Yeah.
I think I used that word right. And if that doesn't happen, then
we're all fucked.
Then it's not working. But the idea is to give a living wage. And it's true. Now we're talking about the money. Going back to the money and the money lovers, the 1%, the billionaires. The reason why they're hoarding the money is because they're not paying the poor people properly. Now the problem is with the whole thing with the fast food workers trying to get the minimum wage. Wrong fucking industry to be trying to promote the living wage.
Yeah.
Because fast food is like, it's seen as the lowest of the low.
Yeah.
It's like the janitors asking to be paid as much as the president of a company.
Exactly.
But there does need to be more of a movement for like getting the living wage and all that.
Or how about
$15 an hour is super high, and fast food industry is not the industry to be leading that.
How about instead of working at McDonald's and calling that your living wage and being happy with working at McDonald's for the rest of your life?
That's another
problem. Why don't you go do something?
That's
and get paid more.
That's another thing. It's the whole fucking stupid market crash. Again, the money. Again, it goes back to the money being hoarded at the top. So now we're all fighting for it down below.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, the up top, they're just hoping for a nice Ebola virus to spread and throw out the poor and then... And weed them out. It's the purge, man, but on a much less violent cinematic level.
If history has taught us anything, when these assholes keep doing this, eventually the pitchforks will come.
Oh yeah, I'm looking
and
forward.
And we
forward.
Will put their fucking heads on spikes and parade them around the city.
Pitchforks though, we might need better power than pitchforks.
Well, yeah, it's you know what I mean.
Metaphor.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Pitchforks are coming.
Because I backtraced it.
I just hit a random button.
Apparently, you backtraced it, Chris.
I'm sorry.
I don't understand why people doing unskilled labor that doesn't take any sort of stupid training or skill or anything should be getting paid that kind of money.
Yeah, because the way the economy has gone the last few years and with the money hoarding, et cetera, et cetera. More people are becoming reliant on that type of job just to find a way to make money because those are the only jobs that are becoming available. It sucks. Like I've said, it's not the right industry to be leading that charge.
No.
Because it comes across as like, you want to get considerably more money. You want to increase your wage by 30% just for flipping burgers and frying fries. The frying of the fries is the most cooking they do in any of those places.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, everything else is like
steam tables.
We're heating the shit up.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen the way the kitchens are set up in there.
It's awful.
It's a bad look, and that's just what they want. That's just what the 1% wants. Those who control the media. Who controls the media?
The rich.
They're controlled by 5 or 6 companies. They're happy to put out there, like, yeah, look, these fast food guys. Aren't they silly?
Can we not talk about corporations?
We'll save that for another Dr. Drew.
Corporations are
Dr.
fucking Drew, devil.
You can crush that in another episode.
It's ridiculous.
Now, this has been a lot of hate. An hour's worth of hate.
Awesome. Well, I hope everybody got their fill of hate for the month. I'll be back probably next month with maybe some more hate.
But more
More specific,
like laser focus on someone. Watch out, people.
Maybe I'll finally bust out the religion and let people know just how.
Oh boy,
yeah, people.
Uh oh.
I just don't. I only open up that can of worms with certain crowds, man. Because, man.
Yeah, but in this situation, it'd be you and me. I'm an open conversationalist. I'm fine with hearing what you got to say, and then we just put it out there into the world, man, and then millions of people can listen to it.
Listen to some silly asshole go on a rant about how religion is awful.
Hey, if we can make it entertaining.
I'm sure we can. I'm sure we can make it funny, too.
I'm sure we can bust that. Yeah, it'll be a taste of the new great philosophers.
Of sorts. Yeah, we do got to start that, too,
mm-hmm,
one of these days.
Absolutely.
But once again, I'm lazy. One of the reasons why I hate myself. So
self-hatred.
Yep.
Bring it back around.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. This has been Dr. Drew's Two Cents. Check me out. No, don't. Fuck Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Fuck it all.
Legend.